Hi guys, welcome back to R&R with Reagan and Rach. I'm Reagan.
And I'm Rach, and welcome back.
Happy Wednesday!
It's been a minute. We kind of took a month off.
Yeah.
Reagan is a busy girl.
Yes, I am. I was all over the place, so it was hard to like find a time to sit down and record with all the traveling I was doing.
And we just, rather than like trying to make it work, we were just like, you know what, let's just take a quick little break. But we're back.
Yes, we're back.
With episode 19. I can't believe we've done 19 episodes.
I know, it's crazy. When you said 19 today, I was like, we've done this 19 times?
Okay, so I want to know all about Chicago, Arizona.
Yeah, I traveled a lot this month. Literally, like, this is like a March recap episode. So
it literally is.
Sorry, everybody, but we're just here to catch up.
I know, I haven't heard about any of it.
Yeah. I traveled to Chicago for Bridal Market. If you guys don't know, I do marketing for a bridal store in Orem. It's called Preche Bridal. If you're a bride looking for a dress,
book your appointment now. Wait, I have to say something.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was, but I ran into a girl who was like, oh, it was this girl at Chick-fil-A, this random mom. Oh. But she was saying that she came all the way down to go to Preche because both her sisters were there, and I was like, oh my gosh, my friend Reagan literally works there. I wonder if that was who you were helping. Did you have two girls come in? I mean, that's so vague.
Yeah. I don't have to take brides. I don't usually take bridal appointments.
Okay.
Because I do the marketing for them, but I did get to take a bride actually this week, which was so random. It was like a friend of a friend, and she was like, you should take this girl's appointment. So I just did.
Okay.
Anyway, so I have taken bridal appointments before, but I don't normally.
Okay.
Unless it's like my good friend getting married and they're coming in to look for a wedding dress, or like family friend or something like that, you know? But yeah, so that's what I do for work. And then I'm also do marketing for another company. Anyway, that's not the point. So we went to Chicago we go every March and every September.
Oh, okay. So it's like a biannual thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you go and it's like this giant convention where all the bridal designers come and bring their dresses, like their new collections.
Oh my
gosh.
And
you can see all the, like, literally, guys, it's so big. Like, you are looking at so, I can't even describe how many wedding dresses I look at.
Did you find one that you were like, oh, I'd want, I wish.
Oh yeah, every single time I go, I'm like, if I was getting married again, that's the dress I would choose.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And now, because I'm seeing wedding dresses all the time, there is, like, I have a vision of what I would do right now if, like,
you should renew your vows.
Literally, and do another, I would be like, Tiffany, design my wedding dress. We got to do something. You know what I'm saying?
That would be so fun.
So, yeah. So, that's what we did. I was in Chicago for 3 days. Yeah, 3 days. It's really good. It was actually great weather. It wasn't super windy, which is not
common. I thought it was going to be cold, because isn't it the windy city?
Yes, and I thought it was going to be freezing.
Yeah.
So, it was actually great weather. And then the last day before we flew out, we actually got to shop around, which is like really fun. They have an Aritzia, they have a Lulu.
That's so nice.
Glossier. Like, we went to all the fun places and it was so fun. I like loved it. And then from there, I flew straight to Arizona and I stayed in Arizona for a week with my family because it was Lawrence's spring break. He's still in school. So we were like, we should take a break. Yeah. And go to the nice weather.
And if you're wondering why her eyebrows and her lashes look so good, we got to plug Megan.
If you live in Arizona,
go to Meg.
Go to my mom to get your lashes and brows done. It's actually insane, the transformation.
She did mine for like a good 6 months, and I would drive an hour to her because she's that good.
Literally. She's coming in April for my brother's graduation. I'm like, so do you think you can bring your stuff and do a
book
little
a couple clients? Because I'll be there. I'll be sad.
Literally, I'm like, you think you can do a little something?
No,
something?
Actually. Wait, is he graduating from BYU or
Ensign?
Ensign. Okay. My sister, my in-laws are also coming in April because my sister-in-law's graduating from BYU.
Fun. That's so fun. Yeah. So I'm like, girl, I might need a refresh by the end of this month.
Yeah. No, I need her to do mine too.
Yeah. While I was in Arizona, I was like, we have to do my brows and lashes. Like, she's so good at it. And I just can't describe how amazing it feels.
Yeah, the girl who does my nails is Reagan's cousin, and she is like, I don't know how Meg gets the lashes to look like that. She literally DM'd your mom and was like, what do you use?
I think my mom sent her the product, right?
She did it on mine, and mine's like kind of fading, but I have an appointment tomorrow for my nails, so don't look at them.
Oh, it's
They're
okay. Mine
way
are so grown
out.
Out too.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to have her do my lashes too because I loved it.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
I love getting my lashes done because I have stick straight lashes.
Mine go down. I'm literally, like, how?
I look like a boy.
Oh, yeah.
So after, when my mom did my brows and my lashes, I was like, oh, I'm a girl. I'm actually a cute girl.
Yeah. Oh, I feel cute and feminine. This is literally, so crazy.
Literally.
And the winter just being like, so you're haggard. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah. And like, I can't even imagine, like, for the summer.
Oh, not having to wear. I want to wear the least amount of makeup possible. Yeah. You know what I loved about having my lashes done? I went to bed and I didn't have to take any makeup off.
Yeah, that's me every day.
In the wintertime, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a laundry detergent I'm using, but I get like really bad eczema around my eyes. Oh. And I think it's from like taking my makeup off like every scrubbing. Single day. Mm-hmm. So ever since I stopped doing that, they've gone so, it's literally gone. Yeah. So I'm like, I told Ty, I was like, so I'm going to have to get a lash lift every month along with my nails done.
Yeah. Do you tint them too, or do you
yeah,
just
she
do
tints
the lip?
Them for okay, me. Yeah. They're not tinted right now. They're very not done, but I did like just waking up and it was just cool.
Oh my gosh, it's the best feeling ever. Like literally, guys, if I could recommend anything,
a lash lift.
It would be a lash lift and tint, and brow lamination and tint, and being tan.
Dude,
three things.
I was at Pilates and one of the instructors follows me and I follow her, Bryn.
Oh yeah,
she's friends with Annika, and she just got back from a cruise and I was like, oh, I'm pale. And the craziest thing was I had done self-tanner that day and I still felt pale next to her. Yeah. I was like, how is that happening?
I'm feeling
and she was
so
like
pale.
She goes, no, I do the beds. And I was like, every single girl in Pilates does the beds.
Well, yeah, because you're looking at yourself in the mirror every day in a tiny little workout set.
No, and this girl, it was so funny. Sorry, I forgot to turn my phone on. Do not disturb. This girl literally was like, oh, you want to lose 15 pounds in 10 minutes? Do a self-tan and then go to the beds. And I was like, yeah, I fear that. And I just, I know the skin cancer. I know the skin cancer allegations. I used to do the beds in high school.
Allegations.
I literally went to the beds in high school when I lived in Idaho because I was depressed. And I was like, this will make me feel better. And it did until I had to get skin cancer removed from my back. Did I tell you that?
No.
It was a mole. I'm very moly, so it's like not good. Ew. Moly? Ew. I have a lot of moles. They run in my family. And so too much sun, a mole shows up.
Yeah.
No. And so I had to have that like cut out. And luckily, actually, I don't think it had skin cancer. They were just like, this mole sucks.
It's like, it has potential. It was probably like pre-cancerous.
Yeah. So she was like, did you do the beds? And I was like, no. Obviously, I said yes. And she's like, yeah, we can always tell when people do the beds. And I'm like, but me being tan, my happiness. So.
Literally. I haven't been in a month. This whole month of March,
wait, how are you this tan right now?
Oh, this is not tan. This is
pale
for me.
Girl, I have a dark self-tanner on and we're about the same color.
No, this is very pale for me. It's like very, very alarming. I'm scared.
I do forget how tan you get in the summer.
Yeah, I get very tan. Yeah. I'm very lucky. My dad and my mom. Holy. My mom plays tennis every day.
Dude.
And literally, she's so tan. I'm just like,
I should have done golf or tennis in high school.
I know.
Because they are always so tan. Like Tennessee. Last summer.
So tan, I'm sure.
So tan. And she's redhead. I'm like, how are you doing that? She's like, I'm in the sun for 9 hours every single day.
Literally. That's my mom. And my mom lathers sunscreen all over her. Like, literally every day.
She doesn't want skin cancer?
Yeah. And she's so dark. Like, I'm literally like.
But isn't that a myth? That you can't get tan with sunscreen? I'm going to look up on chat right now.
No, you can get tan with sunscreen.
Can you?
It just helps you not burn, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, you can still get tan. You can still get a tan while wearing sunscreen, but it depends on a few factors. Sunscreen doesn't block 100% of UV rays. Even SPF 50 lets about 2% of UVB rays through, which can still stimulate melanin production.
Yeah.
SPF strength matters. So lower SPF, like 15 or 30, allows more UVB exposure. So if like you want some protection, but like, what's the point? What's the point of even putting sunscreen on if you're just going to get tan and burnt anyways? It doesn't even protect 100% of it. Estheticians, I would love to know. Please comment down below because I don't understand the point of sunscreen. If you have to reapply it every 2 hours, which I don't. And
who does?
No, I put the
You're out at the pool. You're just vibing. Like, at least you're good at reapplying for West.
Because oh,
he's
for
so
sure.
Fair skinned.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yourself.
I don't really care. I'm like, kind of feels nice when I'm a little crisp in bed and I'm a little cold at night and I'm like, oh, this kind of feels nice. Like literally catch me the first day when it was 70. I literally was like, burn me to a crisp.
Yeah, I know.
I want to be burned. I don't know. I just am like, well, back in the 1800s, they didn't have sunscreen.
Yeah. Do you want to see how tan my mom was when we lived in the Bahamas? Well, this is crazy, guys. We lived in the Bahamas, so.
I forget. We have to do an episode on your lore.
Yeah, we do. For 2 years, my family lived there. And my mom lived like a celebrity. I'm not even joking when I say that, people. And this is how dark my mom
was. Oh, my gosh. Her hands, like,
literally. That's her hand, yeah. My dad was also dark, but, like, not as dark as my mom. Like, so tan. I'm like, okay, so that's my goal every summer. No, I'm just kidding.
That's insane.
So I went to Arizona for a week. It was amazing. Got to be outside literally the whole time. Played so much pickleball. Went on so many walks with my mom.
Yeah, I saw your B-reels. You were with Meg.
I was literally with Meg the whole time. It's so fun. And Van just hangs out with my little brother the whole time. Van hangs out with my brother? Lawrence hangs out with Van, my little brother, the whole time. And they just
Was Cole not there? He didn't come
out.
Oh, okay.
And they just have the best time. And so, yeah, it was like such a chill, relaxing week.
You needed a break.
I needed a break, and it was so amazing. And then I'm sad to say, did I live up to my full potential working out the whole time I was there? Absolutely not. I ate terrible because my mom just loves sugar. So I eat sugar the whole time. And I did not work out enough. I went on lots of walks, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but it's also a vacation.
Yeah. But I wasn't lifting weights. So, guys, the second I come back on a Monday. I was in hot Pilates on Tuesday. I've never experienced anything like what I went through.
Yeah, now you know how I felt 23 literally, classes ago.
Literally, I was down so bad. And I was like, it was low-key defeating because I've done it for so long and then I couldn't do it.
How many classes have you done?
I don't know. I need to check my little thing.
You can check your class. I just did my 24th class.
Oh, that's so cute that it tells you. Like, let's see. So yeah, I quite literally died. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to have to reacclimate 84. Literally. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to reacclimate to this heat.
But then you said after like, what, 2 days?
Yeah, after two classes, I was back. But I literally was like, okay, so I can't stop ever.
No,
that's literally what I learned.
It's addicting. I'm literally like, so.
I'm like scared. Like if you take a break, it's like.
No.
You lose all the muscle? Like, I'm so confused.
No, I literally, I think there's some fact about muscle memory and how, like, after, like, I think it's, like, a week, your muscle's, like.
You're just, like, not
toned anymore?
But
then within 2 days, they'll remember.
Oh, my gosh. That's what I told you. But, yeah. It's just the craziest thing.
I know, and I'm addicted, and I've also, I feel like now I'm seeing changes. Like, good. I'm like, now I'm, like, so tired. Do I feel stronger?
And?
He's like, yeah.
Okay.
Like, good. I feel like my arms, and something else I've noticed is my quads. Yeah. I never worked my quads out, ever. Mm. And you're sitting there doing those squats, and your quads are burning. And yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So, also sorry, guys. I have, like, really bad allergies because it keeps getting hot and cold. So, if you hear me sniffling, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, true. Because you go outside, you, like, ugh. I feel that. I was taking allergy pills.
I should have taken
those warm days that we had.
Yeah.
Definitely I was because I was being outside. The pollen.
And it's so windy. It's like pushing everything around.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But then you came back.
And now I've been back and I just got back into a routine. And then it was warm for 3 days here.
What a great way to bring you back. I was like, so I wasn't inside once.
Yeah. It was so amazing.
I put Wes down for 3 hours. I was outside tanning. He woke up. He comes outside to tan. I was like, oh, I forget how much fun it is to be a mom when it's warm outside.
Yeah, you can just play outside with him all day.
I'm literally just like, cool, we're eating dinner outside, especially because I bought that patio dining table set. We ate every single meal outside. I did walks, and I was like also walking in Pilates and not being like this
the whole way there. In the morning, I know.
It's so nice.
I can't wait till that whole garden is so beautiful and the walk's going to be so
I know.
Pretty.
I'm like, it's pretty ugly right now, but I know one
a
day.
A few things are sprouting out.
Or sprouting, yeah.
Sprouting. Sprouting out, yeah. So yeah. I can't wait.
No, that's so fun. Ty and I are getting to the point where we're like, so we need a vacation.
Yeah. Are you guys going to go? I thought I heard some mention of California.
Um,
Is everybody okay? Oh, it's a fire truck. Guys, crazy. I don't know if you guys heard that. That was wild.
We've never had that before. No. I've never seen somebody. Yeah, so our friends moved to Orange County.
Fun.
Like San Clemente. And so they were like, we have a guest room and a pack and play. Like, they also have kids, so it's like perfect for us to bring West. And they're like, please come and visit. And they have like Disney right by there. And we were supposed to take West to Disney when he was 18 months. But we were still kind of unsure because of his whole seizure things and like the lights. But now that he hasn't had one. So I think we're going to do that like end of April and May. And then I think we're going to do Cabo with my family in June, like an adult's trip. I know my sister-in-laws are watching West for me, and it'll be the first time. Not the first time. My last birthday, Ty and I did Park City for the night, and I cried the whole night.
Because you were away from West, yeah.
And I didn't think I'd be like that. I thought I'd be like, yeah, sayonara. No, I was very sad because I just was like, I had never been without him.
Yeah.
So it was just like kind of overwhelming. But this time I'm like, I think it'll be even harder because he does the whole like, I miss you.
I know.
Like he can talk. So like I'm like, oh my gosh. But he loves my sister-in-law, so he'll probably
be with cousins.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Like he won't even care. So.
Yeah, he'll have so much fun.
Yeah.
And Cabo will be so fun for you guys to have, like, a fun adult.
I know. Because, like, Christmas wasn't a vacation for us because we were sick the whole time.
Literally.
And so I was like, it sucked. And Arizona was, like, rainy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this was not a good time. So I'm like, I genuinely don't feel like we've had a vacation in, like, 6 months. So, yeah, Ty's feeling, like, a little of that, like, burnt out itch with work. And he's like, yeah, I do need a break. And he has so much PTO. I'm like, we need to use this.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Take a random Wednesday off. Like, I don't care. Let's go do something fun.
Totally.
But, yeah. But my family was just here. My dad has a condo at City Creek.
Yes.
And it was really fun. I'd go over there in the mornings. Wes and I'd meet up with them. And then we'd go get, I think, like, Vitality Bowls is right there or something like that. And Chick-fil-A. And so it was so fun having my family in town.
Yeah, that's so great.
Yeah. And like Wes is obsessed with my youngest brother. My youngest brother is 9. And my son is obsessed with him.
It's so cute.
He calls him Joff, which I don't know why. His name's Joseph, but he calls him Joff. And literally the entire time, it just was like him hugging him, wanting to be around him. So I just was like, oh my gosh. So it was really sweet having them here, especially because we haven't gone up to Idaho in a long time, and then we didn't do the holidays with them because we did both holidays with Ty's family. So it's just fun anytime I get to see them.
Totally.
But
and to just have your mom around to help and just, like, hang out.
And they're so helpful. Like, we went to the aquarium and the zoo, and the whole time, like, I literally didn't even see West. They wanted him the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, my dad was like carrying him on his, like, shoulders.
Yeah, this is so fun because they're, like, so excited to see him.
And my dad's like, oh, can I buy him something from a gift shop? I'm like, no. Don't buy him a huge stuffed animal. I don't want that in my house. And he also doesn't need it.
Did he like the aquarium? Did he think it was so cool?
He loved it. And I also think he's very much so, like, an observer. Like, he's extremely observant. So, like, he saw that Joseph was having a lot of fun. So, he was like, he would see Joseph's reaction to stuff. Then he would immediately copy him.
Oh.
And then, like, same thing at the zoo. And that's what we did on those warmer days was the aquarium and the zoo. And it was so nice.
That is so fun.
Yeah. So, we just ran around with my family. And it was also nice because they just paid for everything.
Yeah.
I was like, free stuff. Great.
Literally, that's the best.
So, that's, like, literally my only update. Oh, and sewing.
Yes.
The pants I'm wearing right now I made.
So
if you're watching on YouTube. I've been really, really into sewing.
And, like, altering stuff. Fun.
So, my next purchase, I want it to be a serger because it just makes everything look so professional. But I've just been learning how to do things.
But these look professional.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't have the stitch, like the serger stitch. Mm. So, it would like completely make the frayed edges go away.
Oh, I got it.
You can only do so much. But they feel like the Sonderhaus pants. And they're I actually have had so many people come up to me and ask if they were Sonderhaus. And I was like, no, I made them out of a sheet that I thrifted for $1. So
cute.
I think my whole spring wardrobe is going to be stuff that I've made.
Literally, you need to do tops.
I know. This has a top that goes with it. It's so cute. It's like this little tank top. So I was thinking for Cabo, I can like wear these. Yes. Or even California.
Yes.
But.
Wait, you made a top?
No, I'm going to make a top.
You're going to make a top.
Yeah, because it's like a set. But yeah, I use, I don't know if any of you guys are sewers, but, or sewist, I don't know the word, but I use Sydney Graham's pattern. I got so many questions asking about it. And I think the pant pattern was like $15, but like, it's like, okay, I can use that forever. Totally. So yeah. And now everyone's asking me if I can make them some. And I'm like, I don't trust myself to make you pants.
But you're so good at it. You'd be like, pay me $15 and I'll do it for you.
I know. I did have one girl who was like, she was trying to pay me. And I was like, no, like, I don't want to be liable, like, if something happens to the pants. So she was like, or I told her, I was like, if you send me. So someone died.
Literally, what? That's so sad. Hopefully everybody's good.
I know.
Like, okay. Hey guys, sorry for the brief intermission, but today's episode is sponsored by Life Seasons.
Guys, it's winter time. The sun isn't producing as much vitamin D, and if you're living in Utah, it doesn't produce any until February. So we're just going to be sad and upset. But Life Seasons has a hack for you.
Yes, we're so excited. The vitamin D supplement at Life Seasons is a melt. It's lemon flavored. You can take it every morning to make sure you're feeling your best.
I got my blood work done, and even in the summertime, I'm vitamin D deficient. So I take 5,000 IU a day, which is just 5 melts. It's perfect. I just pop them in and go on with my day, and I'm feeling so good. And if you want 15% off, you can use the code RNR15. We'll link it in the show notes, and we'll make sure to put it on our Shop My.
We love Life Seasons, and we know you will too. Thanks so much.
She kept trying to offer me money to make some pants for her son. And so I said, if you just pay for the fabric and ship it to me and like pay for shipping stuff, I will make them for free.
Aww.
And she has a little, like, he's almost one. And so, and then she gave me extra fabric that I could use to make West pants.
Wait.
So I was so like, cute. I'll do that. Like, I'll do that because I'm like, I don't want you to pay for it. And like, you're like, well, this was a waste of my money if something happened or like it ripped. Which, like, I've been sewing since I was 8. I just haven't had access to a sewing machine. And Ty got me one for Christmas 2 years ago, and so I'm, like, finally actually using it. So I'm, like, I would say I'm pretty good, but I'm not amazing. My friend is a TA at BYU for, like, the sewing lab, and she's, like, you can come and use our industrials, like, what is it called? Serger, anytime you want.
Because sergers are very expensive, right?
They're so expensive. Yeah, like, even on Facebook Marketplace, they're, like, $150.
Yeah, Nelly was, like, my mom has a room in the new house. That's, like, going to be a craft room. And Nelly's like, I want a sewing machine here. I want a serger here. Like, she wants all her things so she can make her clothes. And she's, like, sergers are just, like, so expensive.
Yeah,
like,
I don't even know what they are new. I just know that they're, like, $150 to $200 on Facebook Marketplace used. Mm. And I'm, like, woo. But it's, like, I feel like that's so worth it if you actually make clothes.
So, yeah, literally so worth it because the wear you'll get out of the clothes is just, like,
I know.
So worth $100 and whatever it is.
Yeah. It's just also just such a great skill. Like, Ty's like, oh, can you fix this shirt for me? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, true. I thrifted this vest that was a little too big. And then I just
took it in
and it was great. And I'm like, it really is so nice. And, like, all of West clothes because he, like, it's hard with kids clothes because they're just, like, 2 to 3. But I'm just like, he has short little legs. And so I can make them fit him perfectly. And I love it.
True.
And I can find cute fabric. Like, boy pants are so hard because there's always some stupid fabric on there.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
why did they do that?
Yeah. So that has just been a fun thing that I've been doing lately.
And it's such a good hobby to have. And, like, it's such a good skill to have, too.
I know. I'm like, wow, I don't know why I haven't been doing this. It's also fun.
Good.
Like, I put Wes down. I just listen to an audiobook and I sew.
That's
so
fun.
And, like, I can make something and wear it.
Yeah, it's so
which is
awesome.
So crazy.
It's so rewarding too, because now you're wearing your pants and they're so
cute.
Yeah,
and they're so comfy.
Yeah.
And they fit me perfectly. Exactly how I want. Like, I have thicker thighs, and so flowy pants never actually look flowy on me in order to fit my waist. And so I'm just like, this is so annoying because and then I'll buy an XL, but then it doesn't fit my waist.
Yep.
Or it'll be flowy in the pants and it doesn't fit my butt. And so I'm just like, I just know to leave an extra inch on the butt area and like an inch on the sides. And I'm like, great.
Literally.
Like, it'd so be nice for you since you have shorter legs.
And I could, I mean.
I'll make you a pair of pants.
Literally. Oh my gosh. Yes. Make me a pair of pants. I want them for the summer.
Dude, these are so nice, especially with garments because it's so light.
Yes.
That was my thing is I was like, wait, I could make these like. To wear in the summer because they're, like, I think a linen fabric would be so nice, too.
Totally.
But.
Yeah, they're so, so cute, and it's so fun.
I'll make you some. Just come over and let me measure your legs, so then I can make you some.
So true. Yeah, it's like such a good skill to have.
Sorry,
I have like a, going on a stack of things that I'm like waiting for Nelly to get home to
alter
hem for me and alter for me because yeah. I'm just like.
Luckily, the big cuff is in right now.
Yes, I know.
You I'm can roll so that up. Short.
Literally, it's so annoying. No pants fit me the way they need to, but yeah. It's okay.
I know. I'm trying to think of any other updates. Yo, oh, what else? Bachelor updates.
Oh my gosh, yes, the end of Bachelor. Did you watch?
I did. Wasn't that crazy?
That was the stupidest crap I've ever seen.
All Wait. The memes were making me laugh so hard.
I literally, when she
I only watched halfway through the season and the last episode.
Okay. That's great. That's basically
Ty,
all you
Ty,
need.
If you're listening to this, no, I didn't watch the last episode without you. I had to know.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I am so sorry. You had every right.
You're on social media too. It's going to spoil it.
It was absolutely going to spoil it.
You had to watch it. It's okay.
So I was like, in all the memes, and I was glad I did because actually the next day, the way they pump those out.
Literally.
I'm like, because it's, her name is what? Lydia?
Latia.
Those about her being like so sweet and nice. And then after he turned her down, she was like.
Literally, I was dead. But she's so awesome.
No, for sure. Is that who you thought would be the final two?
Yeah, I thought she was going to win.
I did too.
And I'm like still to this day, I'm sitting here. We all did.
I thought they were a better couple, in my opinion.
Their chemistry was way better. And I'm still to this day sitting here wondering why he didn't pick Latia. I have no idea. I literally couldn't tell you because he's just an idiot. Like, it literally was like he made a shotgun decision right at the end, like last minute.
I felt like there was no... like deep thought behind it.
Yeah,
like she was like, why? And he's like, I don't really know. Like, he didn't know.
He doesn't know, like, literally.
I'm like, so he's an idiot.
All this crap that he was promising her the whole season,
that's what pissed me off. Don't make a promise unless you know for sure you're gonna keep it.
And she was like, you don't have to say this stuff to me. Like, if it's not gonna be me, please don't be making me these promises.
And he was like, no.
And he's like, no, like, I'm being serious. Like, it's, you're my wife. It's like, why do you think you can say that to a girl and them not grasp onto
No,
that?
I'm, like, curious if his parents, like, didn't like her or something. And that's why he made the last-minute decision or something like that.
No, but they, like, looked like they – unless they were lying.
I know. That's but, where I'm, like, there's so much stuff that happens behind the scenes that they don't put in.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. And, yeah, like, all the stuff that she was saying he would say. Like, when he left her, she was like – we're getting engaged tomorrow. Like, this is so exciting. And he's like, I know. I can't wait to spend forever with you.
No, insane.
I love you. Goodbye.
Can you imagine saying I love you to someone?
No. And then not, like, he said it to her first. Again, that's another thing he did. He was like, I love you. And then she was like, oh, geez. Like, he really likes me. Like, okay, I love you too.
No, bro. And I feel like she played it safe as she should have. And then he completely dogged her.
Yeah, it was so stupid. But honestly, I think... the caliber of woman that she is does not match the caliber of man that he is. Like, Juliana, that's perfect for him. That they're each other's
No,
vibe.
Honestly, good. Like, she'll I'm find glad. Somebody else.
Yeah, Everyone she says will she, find somebody.
She deserves to be, like, an NBA player.
Literally, she will find somebody.
I could see her as an NBA player's wife on the sidelines in, like, a fire outfit.
Yeah.
I was just
her
like...
her outfits ate every single time. I'm like, where are you getting these dresses?
Link them. Do an LTK, girl. Get that commission. Not that you need it. What was her job again? I can't even remember.
I don't remember either.
I don't know. But I'm just like, her makeup routine, I'm like, do you do hot Pilates?
Oh, her waist is non-existent.
I said, did you take 10 ribs out? Literally,
she's so tiny and so cute, and I love her.
So,
and every outfit was amazing.
Yeah, I was like, I have to bring that up with Reagan, because I...
Another thing that I have to bring up is, did you watch Severance?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry.
Never mind then, because
I gotta though. Ty and I are in our TV show era.
Literally. What are you guys watching?
We were watching The Bachelor, and then Ty was watching Invincible.
Oh, okay.
That's like all he cared about. So he's geeking out over that. And honestly, it's nice being married to a nerd, because truly, that man does not want to go out and party. He wants to stay at home and read his comic book about the TV show that he already watched. And it's, guys, it's this thick.
Oh, it's comic book?
Yeah, it's a picture book. I'm sitting there sewing, and Ty comes and sits next to me and reads his books. That's I feel so like fun. We're just kind of in our parallel play area.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sewing and he's doing something else.
Yeah, I feel like that's how me and Lawrence are literally 90% of the time.
Which is healthy. Like, it's, like, good for you guys to have your own hobbies, and then, mm-hmm. like, there's that 10% where you, like, do something together.
Yeah. Well, for the people that did watch Severance,
I'm like, do you want me to go? I'll go sit in there.
The way I've never screamed at my TV, the way I screamed at my TV that night I watched the finale. Lawrence was literally like, I've never seen you this upset about a show. And I was like.
And it's like not even a real show.
No. I was like, wait. Genuinely, Rachel, I've never felt the feelings I was feeling after watching that. Like, I was so pissed off.
That's crazy.
You guys.
We will.
This show will literally probably change your life. Okay. Not actually. I'm being so dramatic.
I'm like, so having a kid, Severance.
No, this won't change your life, but like, it's a crazy show.
I know. I've heard every person and their mom. What's the one show, though, with Zac Efron's brother in it that everyone else was like?
Traitors.
Are you watching Traitors?
Yeah, I finished it. It's such a good season.
Really?
Well, I don't know if I would say such a good season, but I did love the cast. I did love everybody they casted, and I'm very happy with how it ended. So
okay. That's like another show that people have been telling me to watch. I feel Traitors like we should just turn this into our R&R segment because I have stuff about books I want to say.
Literally. Okay, what are you reading?
Okay, finished Onyx Storm.
Thoughts?
I have never read a book that is so insanely mid.
Really?
So mid. So many people were like, did you even say this to your editors?
Really?
Like, it just was, like, all over the place. It kind of feels like she took, like, a bullet point list and, like, put it in a book. There's random perspectives from random people. Random people die. I don't even care about the people who are dying. And I'm just like, okay. So I was in, like, a funk after that. And then I was like, oh, shoot. Everybody loves Quicksilver. That book is also this big.
Wait, what's that book?
I'll show you.
Fantasy again?
Yeah, it's another fantasy. And I loved that book because it's like
good.
It's like it gives like ACOTAR vibes, but like better world building in my opinion.
Cool. Okay.
And deeper world building, and they're actually coming out with the second book soon.
Oh, good.
And I was like, sweet, what a better time to finish it. But I literally went to Barnes & Noble and bought the book afterwards because I loved it that much. That is the first 5-star read that I've read since Throne of Glass a year ago.
Wow.
So it was that good. I loved it, and I want to reread it again. Like, it was that good.
Okay, good.
Right now, I'm reading the second book of Crescent City, House of Breath and Wind or something like that. And it's good. It's just not hitting the same as the first one. Like, the first one I also really liked. I think it gave it, like, 4.5 stars. But, like, Quicksilver, literally, I had no notes.
Okay.
I felt so
like, I'm glad you had a good one again.
Yeah. I felt so enveloped in that world. I literally was, like, the writing was so well done. Like, no details went without explaining. So, those are the books that I'm reading right now. I'm, like, I think I'm, like, 80% done with the second Crescent City book. Which, those books are hard because the beginning is so slow. But the end is always worth it. So, I'm, like, right now, I'm saying that it's not as good as the first, but I haven't gotten to the ending.
Yeah.
So a lot of people DNF'd those books because they're just like, I can't get into it. But I really, really liked those books. Or at least the first one was so good. Then I'm trying to think of another book that I've read recently. I don't really DNF books.
Mm.
Do you? Do you finish books? Like where you're just like, oh, I won't finish it. Or even if you don't like the book, will you still finish it? I can't. I have to know how it ends even if it's bad and I don't like it.
Yeah, I feel like I always finish. But I'm usually getting books off of people's recommendations to me.
Yeah.
So they're usually pretty good. People don't really recommend ones that are bad, you know?
Yeah.
When you've read so many that you're just, like, out there looking for stuff, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, like, that deep into it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. The other book I read was Half-Blood by Jennifer L. Armentrout. That book was really good, too. I gave it 4.75.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't exactly a 5 because I had some notes.
Is it fantasy, so, romance?
Yeah, it's fantasy, okay, kind of romance, but it's not like anything crazy. It's a YA book, so there's no sex scenes.
Okay.
From the first book that I've read. I haven't read all of them. But basically, it's like Percy Jackson vibes.
Oh, cool.
So it's like Greek mythology, and there's half-bloods, and there's like the pure-bloods who are like descendants from both gods or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the half-bloods are like a god and a human, and then there's like the human world, and there's like this place where they all live outside of the human world or whatever. But that one was really good too. I feel like it was such a different take than all the other fantasy stuff because it wasn't like fae. Mm-hmm. And I love Greek mythology. Random lore of mine is I went to a Western Civ
private school in ninth grade. So I know so much about Greek mythology and I actually really love it.
That is so funny because when I lived in Maui, I went to a private school my freshman year, my ninth grade year, and I had to do so much Greek mythology.
Did you have to learn Latin?
No.
They tried to make me learn Latin and I was like,
thank goodness.
No, I already have my language credits. I did Spanish for 3 years. Thank you very much. But that's crazy.
So that's so weird that you just said that. But yeah.
Yes. I love history. So I loved that, like the Western Civ aspect of all of it. I did learn the Greek alphabet, but I couldn't tell you what it is now. But yeah, so like that book really intrigued me. There was like a couple things where I just was like, there was a couple plot holes, but again, it's like a series. So maybe those will be like fulfilled later. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Quicksilver was definitely a 5-star read for me. And I was like, wow, I haven't read a book like that in, since like a year ago when I finished Throne of Glass. And I was just like,
yeah,
which Throne of Glass isn't really a romance either.
Mm.
Like it's all about the plot. And I really do like books like that.
Yeah. I just went and picked up, I felt like I was needing something different. I've been in, like, romance for so long. I was like, I need something else. So I'm reading a Freida McFadden, The Housemaid.
Mm, have you read it? Yeah.
So I just started it literally today.
I haven't read that one, chapter. But I think it's in my TBR.
Okay. And so, I just need something that's different. It's like a mystery.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah. I have that in my want to read.
Have you read The Good Sister? No. Should I read that one next?
Oh my gosh, guys. If you have read The Good Sister, let me know. Yeah.
Is it mystery?
It's like a mystery thriller.
Okay.
And the most insane plot twist happens. And I remember like putting the book down and being like, what even is my life? Like, okay. What even just happened? So, like, it does get a little scary and, like, kind of intense, but you're okay with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I liked the Good Sister and I think it's, like, The Husband Secret or something like that. Those are both written by the same author. Okay. And they're both kind of giving. So, yeah, I try to read, like, a good thriller book if I'm getting fatigued from romance.
Needed something different.
Yeah, know? Like The Girl on the Train. Did you read that book?
The Train, no.
It's a movie, too.
Oh, do I need to read that one?
Yeah, I love that one. And then you can watch
it. I need to download this app.
Goodreads?
So I can see your list of stuff.
Yeah. So
I be able to see your list that you recommend?
Okay. Yeah. So the Girl on the Train came out in 2015, and then they made a movie.
Wait, I've seen that cover.
Yeah.
I've seen people talk about that then.
I can't remember the girl's name, but who does it? Oh my gosh, Cass, why can't I remember? Emily Blunt is the main girl in the movie. So this came out a year after the book came out. So it's a thriller mystery. The movie is rated R because there's a lot of blood.
Okay.
But I did watch that one because I knew how it was going to end because I read the book.
Yeah.
So
maybe I should read that one too.
Yeah, and then let's watch the movie together because
yes,
I feel like movies a lot of the times help me be like, oh, that's what they meant in the book. Like, sometimes I'm, like, trying to figure that out, but I'm just like, whatever, it's not that important. But, yeah, that's a really good one, too.
Okay, cool.
But I try to save my thrillers for, like, Halloween. It's like, I'll start reading them in, like, September and October.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Get the vibe. I'm hoping I'll read this one, and then I'll, like, have a good fix, and then I want something fun for the summer. Like, a fun summer romance.
Do you like Emily Henry books or no?
Okay, so I tried to get into The Beach Read.
Did not like The Beach Read.
And I did not like it. I was like, this is so slow.
Yeah.
And that is a book I did not finish.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, and I'm not. And
let me look up all the Emily Henry books. Because Beach Read, I gave 3 stars. Honestly, I think I would give it 2.5. People We Meet on Vacation is becoming a movie, I think.
Okay.
And that one I gave 3 stars. Oh my gosh, that movie. That was so boring. I honestly need to go back and change these ratings. They were so bad. I liked Happy Place.
Okay.
A lot. I gave that one 4 stars. And then Funny Story, I gave 4 stars. But Emily Henry, she has a Book Lovers one. But I honestly just feel like that would be the same as Beach Read.
Literally, I feel like, why are authors always writing about authors?
I'm like, I guess it's like method. What they can like they already
to.
Know.
Yeah, it's like what they can relate to and what they can write
but
about.
But like when they're making like syntax jokes, I'm like, right over my head, girlfriend.
Yeah, like I'm just not interested in someone that's an author. Like,
because Beach Read, they were both authors. They hated each other in school.
Yep.
And then, like, her dad died, and he had, like...
And then she has to go to the house or something to, like...
And then she sees his mistress there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I just wasn't like vibing.
No, I literally, it took me so long. And I feel like that book honestly had no plot, and it was about sex.
Yeah.
And I was like...
But last year, you recommended The 7-Year Slip, and I read that in the summer, and it was so good and so fun.
Oh, okay, wait. This is a spoiler. That's like the magical apartment. Yes. So good.
It's so cute.
It was so cute. Yes. Where he comes back and was like, I had to wait for you to get to that point in life to remember me. And I was like, ah!
Yeah, it was literally so cute and magical, and I loved it. It was so perfect for summer.
It was such a good twist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just was like, oh, I love a little magic that isn't like fae.
Yes.
Like, I'm literally. I got it. But, like, that was just, like, a cute little, like, and it was her grandma's apartment.
Literally,
like,
it was so cute. I was obsessed with it. So, that is what I'm looking for for this summer.
Yeah, you know? So, like, if you guys have good summer reads that are fun.
Literally.
I think Happy Place, maybe you would like.
Okay.
That's probably the best one out of all of them that she did. I, like, honestly, all her books kind of mushed together for me because they're all kind of the same.
Yeah, that's what I felt. That's what I've heard. And so yeah.
Sorry, hopefully that was like a huge rant on books.
No, it's great. I love it.
Yeah, that's our little R&R segment for April. Yeah, I literally just feel like it was so natural. We had to slide that in there.
Totally.
But it is, that 70-degree day did give me summer vibes. And I was like, oh my gosh.
It just got me so excited. Like, I'm like, I literally can't wait till I can wear shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, and then the rest of this week it's been gloomy. I mean, it's 50 now, which is like, honestly, nice.
Next week looking
like? I know, but it's like cloudy. I hate that it's cloudy. Oh, it's getting back up. Next Sunday will be like 56, 57, 58.
And the sun will be out.
Oh, it's supposed to snow on Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday look rough for us, but
I'm like, so on my birthday it'll be 56, so that's perfect. Oh yeah, my birthday is in a week.
I know.
And I have dinner with you and dinner with my family, and I'm just doing something very chill this year.
Yay.
I honestly was telling Ty, I was like, I kind of feel burnt out from planning stuff, and I don't know if it's because it's wintertime. But just Valentine's Day, our anniversary, Ty's birthday, my birthday, Wes' birthday, and Easter somewhere in there.
Literally, what are we going to do for Wes' birthday?
I know, we do need to plan his birthday. I want to do like...
Last year, his birthday was so perfect.
I know. This year, I want to do, it's not my first rodeo, it's my second.
Oh, yeah.
And do like a Western theme.
That's
and so I have cute. A bunch of like cowboy boot mugs that I could like throw on the table. And, like, do little flower.
And hopefully it's, like, warm out again and we can go out.
I know. I got sunburnt at his birthday.
Yeah, that was literally perfect. I was so...
And maybe this year he'll actually eat the cake. Last year he kind of just stared at it and, like, didn't really care for it.
Yeah.
It was cute, though.
But this year he probably will.
Yeah. I want to make his birthday outfit. That's, like, a goal of mine. Another thing I've been doing is I thrifted his whole Easter basket.
I saw that. So cute.
So there's this girl. I need to... Honestly, I'll look her up right now. But she... inspired me. She thrifts all of her kids everything. Okay, her name is Natalie Joy Jewelry on TikTok.
Oh yes, I've seen her.
Yes,
she
thrifts
so
everything. So she was like, you can thrift stuff and not make it like, and it look really good.
Yeah,
but it just takes a minute. And my sister-in-law was like, I feel like you could do this, like you could thrift Wes' birthday or Easter or
totally.
something. And so that was one of my goals. And Easter's easy because there's always little baskets. I found a little blue one. I'm gonna sew a little insert in there for him. So that was something I did. And, like, I found some cute books. I did buy a parachute off of Amazon. Like, you know the ones you had at gym class?
Oh.
That you, like, bounce the balls on?
That.
Yeah. So I got him that. And then I found a bunch of toys. And they were, like, brand new.
Dude, I'm so excited for April.
April, hopefully. I'm literally, like... April always heals me, and I don't know if it's because it's my birthday, but another thing I have to talk about, I think my frontal lobe developed overnight. I am not kidding you. I literally told Tyler, I was like, I don't know what happened, but I just don't care about things anymore. And not in a way that I have depression and I'm like, I should be caring about stuff, but it literally is just like, I used to just get so upset about like Wes waking up in the middle of the night, and I would just be like stressed out, and I'm just kind of like, no, dude, you're gonna sleep again. Like,
yeah, well,
like,
it is
calm
what
down.
It is, yeah.
Like, just the whole, like, it is what it is mentality. And, like, or, like, Ty and I would just be like, oh, my gosh, like, I miss before we had kids and we could do this thing. And it's like, you'll do that again.
Yeah.
You're gonna have teenagers that you can leave at home and go do stuff again.
Yeah.
And, like, that's just not the phase of life that you're in right now.
Yeah.
Guess what you'll never have again? Wes will never be this baby ever again.
Yeah, he won't be this
little. Literally, I'm like, I don't know if this is how your body tricks you into having another kid, but I'm just like, dude, Wes is so fun right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, two is the age for me.
Yeah.
He's so funny. He's always saying the silliest things. And I'm just like, he's like cuddly and like.
So cute. Yeah, he's so fun right now.
And I know I'm biased and every mom has rose-colored glasses or lenses or whatever, but I'm just like.
Literally. No, but he really is, because I spent the day, like, the evening with you guys, and he was so fun.
He's just so, so chill. Yeah. Like, he's just, like, whatever. And, like, Wes still has a hard time getting into his car seat because he just, like, hates being restrained. And I'm just kind of like, it is what he is. It is. He's going to be 17 and not be screaming to get in the car. Yeah. Like, I just know that's going to happen. And I don't know if that happens, like, first-time mom, frontal lobe developing, whatever it is. But it was just, like, when you're a first time mom, you don't know that you're going to get out of the trenches.
Yeah.
I feel like the next time I have a kid, I'm going to be like, well, I kept a 2-year-old alive.
Yeah.
And we made it out and we sleep through the night. And so many people will be like, I don't want to have a kid because I love to sleep. And I'm like, dude, you will sleep again.
Yeah.
And you'll love it. And you'll get 3-hour naps.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just literally am like, again, it could be the fact that I'm getting out of winter time. Wes is at a really good age.
Yeah.
Plenty of things. But I'm just like, life is chilling right now. Like, good. I just feel good in my routine too. And so I'm like, I was teasing Tyler. I was like, wow, life seems so good. Let's get pregnant.
No way.
Let's mess it up. No. I was like, no, I like want to enjoy this. Like, I don't want to be tired and like sick. And that's like one of my fears is like when I'm tired or when I'm pregnant, I just get really tired and I kind of just sleep all the time. And I'm like, I don't want to miss out on Wes being so fun right now.
Yeah.
But also I'm like, he would be such a good older sibling. Like he loves he little kids. He loves playing with other kids so much. And so I'm just like, ugh, but to be pregnant again, I'm like, I'll get a surrogate. If I
know it's just like, when's the right time? I guess it's just whenever you guys feel like,
I know
I can do it. We're ready.
And I've asked so many people. I'm like, when do you feel ready? And they're like, you don't. You just do it. And I'm like, well, then I'll never do it. I have to feel ready. I'm too like.
That's how I feel about having the first kid. I'm like, I know I'm not ready right now. And I hope that someday I wake up and I'm like, I am ready. Like, I am ready to have a kid. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's kind of what happened to me. Like, I was just like, oh, yeah. Like, I could do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just praying that someday. Like, that's the only way I'm going to do it. So God's going to have to let me feel that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're like, strike me down, actually.
Like, literally, he's going to have to be like, okay, and now you and Lawrence have enjoyed this time together, and now it's time for this next phase. And then I'll be like, okay, but.
And it's different for everybody. Like, again, Tyna probably wouldn't have gotten pregnant until now after 5 years. That's what we had always said. And then Wes was just such a surprise. And that's part of me wanting, like, to have a bigger gap between Wes, because one, I don't want to be done having kids too fast.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, I want to enjoy the time I have with him and like the gaps and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, but I really do feel like the most pressure I ever felt was like when to do this, the first one. Because after that, it's kind of just like, eh, whatever. Like,
you've done it once.
Yeah. Like,
so like, you know, you're capable and you can do it.
Yeah. The first one is so daunting because you're just like, I don't know how this is going to change my life.
Literally.
And when you're already doing the baby thing, you're kind of like, what's another baby?
Literally.
Which I know I'm going to eat my words. I'm going to be here in like 2 years being like, I am dying. But I'm just like.
But it's so true. Like, the first one is like, you've given birth. You know you can give birth. You know you can raise a kid. Like, you
I can keep him alive. I will sleep again. I know.
Yes.
I know my, like, I got my babysitters, like. Ty and I have a schedule down. We see each other.
You know how to sleep train. You know how.
I know what postpartum depression looks like.
I'm literally like,
for me.
I know nothing.
No, I don't think I was stressed enough before I gave birth. Because then it hit me like a truck.
Yeah.
I was watching, like, too many of those crunchy moms who were like, life is so good. I was like, yeah, that's because breastfeeding worked out for you.
Yeah.
And it didn't for me. And if I could just have like an automatic food system on my body at all times with Wes, yeah, I would have been chiller. But it was like,
yeah.
Well, I got a pump, and he's sitting there screaming while I'm pumping, and Ty's out of town. Like, it was so, like, I just remember being in the trenches, but it's like, we also had no family around.
Yep.
Like, for you, that's so different. Like, I wouldn't recommend it if you don't have family around. Not saying that you can't do it.
Yeah.
I think anybody can do it. I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
I think having family around, you need your village.
Yeah.
Like, now that my mom's only a couple hours away and like I have a sister and a brother here and two sister-in-laws, I'm like, I have people who support me here.
Yep.
And that's how I think it should be with having kids.
Totally. Yeah. So we always talk about this every episode, guys.
I know.
But oh my gosh. It's just like, it's, we're just in that phase of life, like to decide for especially, you to decide when to have a second,
especially in Utah, because everybody is so young having all their kids. I know a girl who has three kids and she's my age.
I'm that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I haven't had one.
I'm like, am I behind?
Yeah, this culture living here makes you feel behind.
All my friends who I got pregnant with, like when we were all pregnant at the same time, they already have had their second.
Yeah.
My close friend Abby just had her second and I'm like, and our kids are literally a day apart and I'm like.
Yeah, I can't believe she has two kids.
And now. I'm just like, so.
It's so crazy.
But I'm jealous. I'm jealous of the fact that she like is she done went being
through
pregnant.
It. Yeah, she went
and
through
I'm like, pregnancy. That is such an uphill battle for me. Yeah. Like that, it just is like, when do I start the climb? Because right now I'm just chilling, having a good time. But I don't know, because then I'm like, at the end of summer, her baby's going to be sitting up and like being a real baby. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, anyways.
Yeah, it's just so hard to decide and to know what the right decision is for you and your family, you know? It's just like, and yeah, Utah culture makes you feel behind. Like, literally, I don't have a kid. I'm married. But I don't have a kid. And I'm like, I'm 23. Am I supposed to have a kid right now? Like, no, I just like.
It's insane literally, to have a kid at 23.
Yeah. And I'm like, if you look at my friends back home. Like, shout out to all my friends back home. I love you. But like, no, most of them are single. They're not married. They're not living out on their own. Like, they're living with their parents. They're
the only single. Kids that I graduated with. Kids. The only people that I graduated with that have kids. Were teenage pregnancies.
Yeah.
Nobody exactly. Nobody is married with a kid.
So that's why I'm like, Reagan.
Take a breath.
Literally,
you're fine.
It's like, look outside of this Utah bubble that you are in right now. Because if you just stepped outside, you would see like, oh gosh.
No, and I think for me, like, living in Colorado, all my friends were like 27, 30. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I felt like kind of behind. Yeah. And I just kind of was like, oh my gosh, like, should we have a kid? And it's like, no, they're 27 and 30.
Yeah, they've been like, married it's like, for it's a
like,
minute.
Yeah, like, that's kind of normal.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, lo and behold, Wes was a surprise. So, like, that happened and that's great. But now I'm like, okay, I have a choice in the matter of when I bring another kid in here. Like, I don't know. And people are so weird about age gaps here in Utah, too. Like, they're like, you need to have a two-year age gap. Otherwise, they're not going to be friends. I'm like... No. Weird, because I'm literally such good friends with my brother who's 10 years older than me.
Yeah, I was like, me and my siblings are 3 years. Cole is 3 years older than me. Nelly is 3 years younger than me. Best friends.
No, and also every single sibling is going to fight, regardless of the age gap.
Yes.
But then guess what happens? You turn 20 and age doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're friends with 30-year-olds. Like,
literally. The years do not matter.
Like, I'm just like, okay, and like, I don't know. Like, it's just not... that big of a stressor. And honestly, the Utah community really does get to me sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
That girl at Pilates that we became friends with, when I told her I had a kid, she was like,
oh yeah,
with the curly hair.
Yes.
She was like, you do not have a kid. I was like, I do. And she's like, oh my gosh, like, it shocked her. And I was like, I really don't feel like that's shocking. I bet so many girls in this room have kids. Yeah, that like, you just don't know. I but hope they don't, so because they're this big and shredded, all the girls
they're
in there.
So young. So you're just like, oh yeah, there's no way. Like, maybe she's married, but
yeah,
it's crazy. It's literally crazy.
The kid talk really does just like eat me alive sometimes.
Yeah, it's like,
but you just got to go with your gut instincts, and it just, it is what it is, guys.
And it will literally, it will happen when it's supposed to happen. Like,
I know
I'll have a kid when I'm supposed to have a kid. If I can have kids, like, literally, I don't even know
that. Like, literally,
I literally don't know. Maybe I'll be blessed with one. Maybe I'll be blessed with five.
Like, I told Ty that. I literally said, what if Wes is our only one? He's like, great.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Yeah. Like, I just don't even know.
Also, what if you only want one? Fine.
Yeah.
But, like, do what is best for you. Like, I can't stress that enough, especially the pressure you feel as a mother. Like, I don't feel like there's a single person who feels more pressure than mothers.
Yeah.
You need to be raising your kid right. Don't give them an iPad, but also don't ruin their childhood by not letting them see certain movies. And, like, they need to be eating this, but also don't do this. And, like, you need to make sure they're having fun. And it's, like...
so much crap.
I'm just, like, can it just be enough that he's alive?
Yeah.
and that
I'm trying
and I'm in therapy.
Literally.
Like, I'm just like, isn't that enough?
Well, and that all comes from our phones. Then it all comes back to social media. And it's like, if we log off, you'll have nobody's, you won't be seeing how anybody else is raising their kids or the decisions they're making. And then it's just like, you're just out here doing your thing.
All my parents had was their community that they lived in.
Yeah, like the ward.
It's like, literally, okay. That was it. So it was just kind of like, oh, I don't know what to do with my kids biting. Try this. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Not, there's 40 million videos on parenthood. Every single one of them is criticized in the comments. Pick your poison. Literally. I'm like, okay. I honestly think the only thing that matters is you and your spouse are united on how you want to parent your child. That is it. Like, I can't imagine if I wanted to do something this way and Ty went behind my back and did it this way.
Yeah.
Like, I just, I'm like, I couldn't parent like that. I just think as long as you and your spouse are united on how you want to parent your kids, fine.
Yeah.
But, like, truly, going back to that, having OCD and being married and being like, what if I'm just infertile?
Yeah.
The intrusive thought of being infertile literally ate me alive all the time. And even now, I'm like, yeah, what if I can't have kids now? And that was just my one. And it's like, that's why this, like, past month, like, the whole, like, it is what it is thing, I'm like, I don't know if it's because I'm doing exposure therapy or what, but it literally has been so healing to just be like, okay, and
yeah,
that's your life, you can't change anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay,
to just embrace whatever is happening and just be like, all right,
I know,
on to the next
thing. We had an episode titled like mental health check-in, and I honestly think this is what this episode was.
Literally, I think it is too. Seriously,
but we're gonna get back to our regularly scheduled,
yes, our regularly scheduled program.
But thank you guys so much for relaxing and reminding with us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.